Brad, 4.
One UPI man, Smith, was passing the story on to another UP veteran, Cronkite. The wire service bells were ringing worldwide. Cronkite, who was managing editor in addition to being CBS's on-air anchorman, read Smith's dispatch and pounced. "Let's get on the air," he called out, unfazed. "Let's get on the air." The network was then broadcasting a popular soap opera, As the World Turns. Cronkite was already in the main studio, the CBS newsroom, but the cameras needed 10 or 15 minutes to warm up. The studio lights just weren't hot for broadcast. Refusing to be derailed by the lighting delay, Cronkite rushed to an empty radio studio adjacent to the TV studio. Hewitt called the network's master control and arranged for a patch into the television broadcast. As the World Turns, with a love-warped family Thanksgiving dinner plot, was replaced with a generic graphic slide reading, CBS News Bulletin. Cronkite's clear and modulated voice, live from the radio booth, went out over the airwaves at 1:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Cronkite's words, "We interrupt this program," could be heard, but only the CBS I logo was displayed on screen. Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting. There was an interlude of stillness. Then CBS returned to As the World Turns, which was taking a commercial break for Nescafe Coffee. Cronkite, using the UPI report, had beaten NBC in announcing the Dallas event on the air by nearly a minute. Even as Cronkite was making the announcement, slowly and emphatically filling out the terse phrasing of Smith's 1:39 p.m. Eastern Standard Time report, a staffer slipped into the studio and handed him another wire service dispatch. He scanned it quickly. "More details just arrived," Cronkite said on air with grim determination, clearly disturbed by the update. "These details, about the same as previously. President Kennedy shot today just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy. She called, 'Oh, no!' The motorcade sped on." Cronkite returned to Smith's report. "The United Press says that the wounds for President Kennedy, perhaps, could be fatal." Repeating a bulletin from CBS News, "President Kennedy has been shot by a would-be assassin in Dallas, Texas. Stay tuned to CBS News for further details."